What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And Scott Hannon up in Minot today. A little bit of a hairy travel yesterday. It's road conditions not quite the best, heading around the northwestern part of North Dakota, and a little bit of snow and ice across most of the state. Also, if you'd like to weigh in on that or one of our other topics, feel free to give us a call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Joining us now, Minot attorney Bob Hale, who is with Empower the Taxpayer, on why he opposes the school bond vote measure and Minot's recovery from the flood. Bob, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you.
And we should probably point out that you're here today in opposition of the vote December 10th, not as as part of Empower the Taxpayer, but just as a resident of Minot, right?
That's correct.
And but Empower the Taxpayer, obviously the group that's around the state tackling the issue of property taxes, and probably is, I would guess, ties into your concerns here. So we talked last hour with Dale Somerville, who was saying essentially this is needed. We've got kids in portables. We've got, we've got just explosive growth, and it's needed, and basically said he's not running to anybody that's against this. The question is how it ought to be paid for. Do you agree with the fact that that it's needed, Bob? Let's start there.
Well, actually, statistically and in terms of student numbers, there is no need. Today, as we're sitting here, there are 848 unfilled seats in the Minot City School classrooms. That's 848 spaces available. The projection is we're going to have 1,400 more students. However, the people that have made those projections that were hired to do it specifically state, gee, you know, these projections are just guesses. We really can't estimate them. And if you take a look at the historical numbers, in 1996, Minot had 1,000 more students than it has today. We hear the other side talking about, gee, we have 24 portables, and we have our kids out having to go through minus weather to get to their bathrooms. Well, they're right. There's 24 portables. However, right after Thanksgiving, we're opening a brand new elementary school that has 720 spaces, and we're going to be moving approximately 500 kids into that. So in terms of this concern about the portables, that's a non-issue. We lost two schools, two grade schools in the flood. One has been rebuilt and opened. The next one's going to open here right after Thanksgiving. So that resolves that problem, and it's a false issue.
All right, so you agree having kids in portables is a bad idea, but your point is it's already being taken care of. Don't need the $125 million to do it.
That's right. And the $125 million isn't just for schools. One of the things that they're claiming, and in fact on the very front page of their brochure, safety and security improvements are necessary for our schools. And they're claiming they need $5.5 million. The problem with that is they're sitting right now on $15 million unallocated cash as a cash reserve in their bank account. They say that, oh, gee, we can't use that. If safety and security were as important as they're saying it is, they've got the money to do it, they could be doing it right now, and they should be doing it right now. This is pulling at people's, they're playing the kid card, and that is not an effective way to run a school system. And this is what's going on today, and it's one of the reasons I'm opposed. All of their plan need that they put together or had put together by Anderson, Wade, and Witte, they're saying this is a statistical thing until you look all the way through it and you go to the back and it introduces the team. This team's purpose is, and they're advertising, we're experts in K-12 design for 21st century learning. Community consensus experts, that means going out and trying to get people motivated to do what the school district wants. And they said that they've got an 88% average bond passage record. This is a marketing tool. Nothing wrong with marketing tools. I used to be a consultant. I understand what these things are all about, but this is not addressing the needs of schools. Now, we can talk about what's happened. How come back in 1996 we had 1,000 more students? What's happened? Well, what's happened is they've reduced classroom size far below the optimum classroom size for learning. Our average classroom size is 18. The optimum from 4 through 12 is 25. If, in fact, we did what should be done, we would have right now capacity for 1,688 more students. And the argument that we have this phenomenal growth, we don't have some phenomenal growth. We're still far below our student high numbers, and the growth right now is tapering off. If you look at Williston, they thought they were going to have 1,200 more students. They ended up with 200 more students. And when we take a look at what's happening with growth in Minot, the growth is tapered off, it's leveled off, and it is not continuing to go up. Daryl, who spoke before me, is one of the major property owners here, and the rents are tanking. Well, the rents are tanking because there's an overabundance of housing in Minot right now. In fact, they've gone down almost 40% from their peak. And we have a lot of, and that's because of all the vacancies. Most of the people that have come into Minot relative to the oil boom have been young people, people without families, and people who are not going to be here when the major infrastructure supporting this oil boom is completed. So the idea that we have this phenomenal growth into the future, even to their consultant, which was not Anderson, Wade, and Witte, it's a group out of Minnesota. They've come in and said, you know, it's really unpredictable. This could happen, but we can't guarantee any of it. So this rush to $125 million, when this thing first started, actually, they were saying, gee, we need $32 million. And then when they came to the board, they had $125 million. When we first asked them what it's going to be for, well, we're only going to use it as we need it. And we promise we won't float these bonds except when we absolutely have to have them. They still don't know what they need. They don't know when they need it, and there are no numbers to justify it.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're talking with Bob Hale, who's with Empower the Taxpayer, against the bond issue. Let's go to Jim out the Bakken. Jim, what's on your mind today?
Yes. Good morning. Thanks for having me. Pretty sensible fellow, Bob. It's a pleasure listening to you. That's exactly what we continue to need in this state is, you know, bipartisan, you know, collaboration and to do the right things with our money. All I really wanted to say in general is this. We got a lot of money, and we got a lot more money coming, gentlemen, than what's going on up here. And simply put, I've seen money destroy families, private businesses, public businesses. And now what I'm hearing is money trying to start to tear our state up. Who gets what gets where, so on and so forth. And we have so much to be proud of. I think it'd be really sad if we allow that to happen. So all I ask to my, you know, elected officials, as being a native of North Dakota, to continue to work on that. And the previous caller before Bob, you know, kind of nailed it. We've got the money. Let's fix the things. Let's not waste it, as Bob is saying. As long as he's got some real facts and argument to be opposed to that. And, you know, people should listen to that. But where there are needs, let's spend the money and let's try to avoid raising taxes. I would agree with that. That's all I have, and I enjoy your program. Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate the call. Just for your benefit, the caller he's referring to thought that there was enough money in the state that when Minot needs $125 million for schools, it ought to come out of state funding, not additional property tax funding. That was what Jim was agreeing with. You agree or disagree with that?
Well, not only do I agree, the state of North Dakota is obligated constitutionally to fund not just a part, but 100% of K-12 education. It's cut and dried. It's right in Article 2, Section 2 of Article 8 of the state constitution. It's unequivocal, and the state has the money. What most people didn't understand, and most superintendents and board members, school board members across the state I've talked to, are not even aware of the school lands trust. The school lands trust has $9 billion in basic assets. That's land and mineral rights, $9 billion. They also have $3.2 billion in cash on top of that, virtually all of which is invested in Wall Street. None of it's invested in our schools. This is absolutely unconscionable. The state's obligated to pay it. They have the resources to do it. Now, let's assume for a moment there wasn't a dime of oil money. It doesn't make any difference. The state has the sales tax power and the income tax power, and that's what they were given those powers for, to raise that money and to fund the constitutional mandates that they have. And the number one funding obligation of the state is the legislative assembly shall provide for, they shall provide for a uniform system of free public schools throughout the state. Now, in 2000...
Provide for a uniform system is different than building buildings, isn't it?
No. In order to have the system, and we have a series of state court cases that say that includes everything necessary to do it, i.e., that's the buildings. Okay, you have to have that, and you have to have the operating costs.
Hang tight. We'll pick up on that when we come back. Welcome more of your calls as well. Jeff has a question on the bond referendum, but we'll get to you next, Jeff, and welcome others at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. More on What's on Your Mind straight ahead. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine and Pollen Burst and Rebound. Start taking them. And it'll lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Today, broadcasting live from the Magic City on What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hinnon, along with Steve Bakken. We're tackling an issue that Minot voters will address December 10th, the $125 million school bond issue. Talked last hour with folks from Say Yes for Students that are advocating a yes vote, and we're chatting with Minot attorney Bob Hale, who opposes it now. Some calls waiting to weigh in. We'll get to Ed and Jeff here in just a moment at 800-228-0550. Just want to quickly make sure I have this right. It sounds like you're against this because you don't believe the need is there, number one, in the school. And second of all, if it was needed, you don't think it should be on the backs of Minot property tax payers, but rather a state function. Am I saying that correctly? Have I characterized your position fairly, Bob?
Yes. Okay. Twofold. It's not necessary, number one. And number two, K-12 schools, the common schools, are mandated to be fully funded by the state, and the state has the assets and resources to do it and has had those since its inception in 1889.
So if Fessenden needs a new school, residents of Fargo ought to pay for it. Or, you know, Bismarck needs a new school, Bowbells ought to pay for that.
No, the state pays for it with its it acts as an agent. What it does is it's collecting oil taxes. But let's assume we didn't have any of those. It collects a state sales tax and it collects as income taxes. Those are general fund taxes collected specifically for the purpose of having the legislature, the state, provide for the mandated requirements under our state constitution, so this is one of which is common schools.
Right. So in other words, just general fund dollars ought to be going for this. Not even, you're not even suggesting some of these dedicated, what some would argue are slush funds.
Well, so the dedicated funds are a part of what they're collecting, and it is their duty and responsibility to use those first and foremost for their constitutional obligations, and then after that for other things that aren't constitutionally mandated. And if you can't meet the constitutional and the other things don't get funded.
All right, back to the phones. Who's next, Steve?
Let's go to Jeff in Fargo. Jeff, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, guys. God bless America. I just want to make a comment here, and you guys can discuss it. The previous guest you had was incorrect when he said the bond referendum in West Fargo passed. That was ramrodded down the people of West Fargo's throat by the city council. That did not go to the vote to the people, which means that's taxation without representation. We've got these coffers that are full of North Dakota, and we got to give it back to the taxpayers of property owners because the people in Fargo and West Fargo are paying ungodly taxes. Have a great day, guys.
All right, let's go to Ed Minot. Ed, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Question or comment?
Yeah, thanks for standing up against this school board deal. Twice since 2011, my property taxes have gone up already, and a lot of that goes to the school. I own about 50 acres in Ward County, and the school out there wants to do the same thing, you know. These guys need to live within their means. I'm sure glad there's people standing up against them.
Ed, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Jerry in Williston. Jerry, what's on your mind?
I'd like to ask Bob. Bob, is there any thought about having another measure on the ballot for the people to vote on to eliminate property tax in the state of North Dakota? I really feel at this time it would go overwhelmingly. I mean, the legislature acts like they gave us all kinds of big property tax relief. Well, I can guarantee you, I'm living in Williston, and every single goddamn board we have is jacking up their mill levies as much as they can possibly jack them up. I don't see how we're going to get any property tax relief. I agree with you. These people are getting so damn greedy, they just think money grows on trees. Hey, have you ever given any thought to that again?
I believe you're going to see the measure coming back, and it's probably going to be coming back in the next year.
What form will that be in, Bob? Is it going to be relatively the same as it was before, or is it going to be in some new form?
It'll be identical. It'll be an initiated measure to the people, and it would be the identical measure that was presented the last time.
No tweaks at all, huh?
No.
Interesting. And, you know, we've talked to Charlie Nelson on the program. She said that the forums that have been held around the state, the overwhelming comment was, I voted no last time, but I'm voting yes this time, so maybe that's the reasoning for not feeling like you need to change anything, huh?
Well, what we want to accomplish is abolishing property taxes. This does it. We've had a lot of people, particularly legislators, it's okay, but it goes too far. Let's tweak it. No, if you want to get rid of it, you get rid of it. If you don't want to get rid of it, leave it the way it is because it'll evolve back that way again. It's like a weed.
Back to your thanks for the call, by the way, from Williston. Back to the school, Minot school issue. Somewhere I saw you quoted as suggesting the land grant fund was a proper use for school funding. Did I see that correctly?
Well, it wasn't just a proper use. That was the purpose for creating it initially in 1889 when we became a state.
What do we use the land grant funds for now?
To invest in Wall Street.
Well, what is the constitutionally mandated use of the funds? How do they get expended?
They're constitutionally were created and put there to fund the K-12 schools.
And that's the definition in the constitutional law.
That's the definition. That's the purpose, and it's to be used for schools only. However, we just created, the legislature created statutorily what they call the Strategic Investment and Improvements Fund, and they're they're siphoning money out of this trust, putting it into that, using it for non-school related issues, and then using it to hold us hostage. For example, the state said, gee, you know, we're going to give you guys up to a $20 million loan out of their Strategic Investment and Improvements Fund. That money was fully funded with resources from school land grant mineral rights income. Okay? So we're going to give it back to you as a loan only if you raise local property taxes. Now, I'm a constitutional attorney. The state itself is prohibited from using property taxes to raise revenue. They're prohibited. There was a reason for that. They gave them other tools to use to raise revenue. So if you're going to, there's a maximum in the law that you cannot do indirectly what you're prohibited from doing directly. No one has challenged this up until 2007 when Williston School District, joined by six other school districts, sued the state for uniform funding. That suit never went to trial. It was settled because the state realized they had a serious problem, and that is if this thing goes, it's going to blow apart. We have a series of state cases that lead us to that conclusion, not just my opinion.
Bob, yeah, we got about 45 seconds left. Is there anything else you'd like to lay out on the table for listeners?
I guess that covers it. What this Minot school bond issue is absolutely unnecessary. It's irresponsible. They have no idea what they're going to do with it. It's all a guess. They even acknowledge that. If, in fact, there are serious security problems, they've got cash on hand, unallocated, to use to solve those, and they can do it immediately. And if, in fact, those security measures are there, necessary, why they're not doing is unconscionable.
John in North Dakota, quickly, your question or comment for our guest. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, sir, Bob. Did you hear about the city council trying to raise property taxes, and the people rebelled? They had to back down, turn tail. Didn't the city council get $5 million to the...
No, that was Ward County.
No,
and you're absolutely right.
The city council gave $5 million to the college sports and $250,000 apiece to these private groups around the town. What do you think of that?
Well, that's a part of their economic development scheme, which I think is absolutely illegal and should never occur.
John, thanks for the call. Bob, thanks for the time today.
You're welcome, Scott.
Both sides of this issue today. Let the voters decide December 10th. We'll continue to follow it. Back to your calls after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in and relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back on What's on Your Mind, and we want to know. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 is our telephone number, so weigh in. You can also go to our Facebook page. Easy to find from whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let me go through a couple of questions we have up there right now, and a couple of the answers. I posted this, Steve, on the roads. Did anybody else wonder where the snowplows and sand trucks were last night? Highway 83, Bismarck to Minot, a mess. The closer you got to Minot, passing lanes full of drifts, wondering if, you know, DOT maybe got caught off guard a little bit. Or I'm spoiled, one of the two. And just they do so good most often that when you have an event like that, you don't notice. It wasn't that much snow. It just seemed like the roads were not great. James Rodney, rather, says, in all fairness, I still have a lot of respect for the folks who operate the plows. I do, too. They're great. I'm just wondering if there was something amiss last night, or again, maybe I'm spoiled. The other question we asked, is a DUI charge reason enough for a politician to resign? And does it make a difference if that politician voted for stronger DUI laws? In the news today, we have reports that Scott Kelch, a Democrat representative from Fargo, was arrested for DUI. You may remember earlier this year, there was a DUI arrest of a Republican state senator, Joe Miller, which caused, among others, Max Schneider to come on this program and suggest that Senator Miller resign. Now, should Republicans call on Democrat Scott Kelch to resign, or is this a silly game? That'll be just dealt with by the voters. Obviously, it's serious business to have a DUI charge, and but my question is whether it ought to be a political circus. Some of your answers. Daryl says, lying to the people to defraud them is far more hurtful to many, and if those that that pull that don't resign, why should a DUI make one resign, especially if no one was hurt? Okay. Dan says, if politicians are said to represent America, then we must expect them to have had or have some failures in judgment along the way. Sainthood is for those who would never be in politics. Just as punishment for a crime should fit the crime, so should our expectations of the politician. How serious was a DUI? What was involved? Injury, crash, etc. I don't agree with a person losing their job over every violation of statutes. If that's what's desired, then it should be legislated that once convicted of name the offense, the politician must resign or be removed from office. Lots of other folks weighing in on that. We'll get to a few of your comments. Welcome others as well. And one other I'll inject here, Steve. Kathy Hawken is a state representative from Fargo. And she is, we have a question up on Facebook about this as well. She has said many times she's personally opposed to abortion, but she was one of the Republicans, handful of Republicans, that voted against nation-leading laws that were passed by the state legislature on the abortion issue. A number of pieces of legislation that passed, and bipartisan, by the way, majority Republicans and even a few Democrats. She's a Republican that voted against it, says she's personally opposed to abortion. Now comes word that she is hosting a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood, which is obviously in the business of providing abortions. In fact, the vast majority of their money is from abortions. They're the nation's number one provider of abortions. Is that not incompatible? I ask our audience, and that question is well up on Facebook. So a few we're tackling at 800-228-0550. Who's next?
Let's go to Don and Beulah. Don, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, guys. Hey, real quick, I wanted to let you know, Minot, you know, we've been running road salt into the highway department in Minot for the last month. And we finally got, I think late last week, we finally got orders for loads to come into the city of Minot. And I've been telling the guys, you know, this is kind of odd, you know, why are we waiting so long for road salt to be brought to the city? I mean, doggone it, you know, the first snowstorm or ice storm they have, we're going to get stuck with no salt, no sanding, no nothing. And that's exactly what's happening. I don't know if they're run out of salt or what, but they just called today and ordered four more loads. So
now, you say that was the city, the county, the state, who exactly didn't have the road salt in time, Don?
Well, the city had salt left over from last year. Okay, so they just sat on it and they figured they had enough. And the state, which is the highway department where they, you know, do US 2 and 52 and 83, they just went out and started ordering right away last month. And we must have brought in 20 to 30 loads of salt already to them. But the city, we haven't brought in a load yet. Well, I'm going to start, I guess tomorrow, I'm going to go up and grab onto a load and I'm going to bring a load into Minot tomorrow. But it's, I don't understand why the city waited so long, but that's, you know, they've got their reasons, I guess, so.
Well, I'd like to know why anybody waited so long to put any of it down last night. I mean, again, some of the calls coming in yesterday afternoon, Todd Mitchell was taking on K-Fire Cafe, was one after another saying, haven't seen a plow, haven't seen Sanders, haven't seen any relief here. And I saw it firsthand, 83, you know, passing lane full, so I'm thinking, where are the plows? And it was slick all throughout Minot, for sure. So it seemed as though they were caught off guard. I guess your piece of information on the road salt to the city of Minot might play into that, Don.
Well, we're hoping that everything will work out pretty quick here. So as soon as we get her done, we'll get her going again.
There you go. Get her done. Appreciate the call, Don. Thanks. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I don't want to bag on, you know, the crews that do this because, I think more than anything, we're probably spoiled because they do this so well. But just, it you know, it was a dangerous situation last night on 83, I'll tell you that. And it looks the same around the city of Minot. So I think it's appropriate to ask questions to find out, was this normal procedure or a mess-up? And if it was a mess-up, just, okay, be better prepared next time. So. Welcome your input on that today. 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550.
Yeah, it's two storms in a row now that I think we're a little caught off guard. Both the last one, which turned into just a horrendous event for ranchers and farmers. And then this system, fortunately, this was a quick-moving system because some of the snowfall totals, you know, 6.5 inches in Williston, I think they had about 4 inches in Minot. It seems like they were caught a little off guard on this one.
Rodney says, this has been a problem for years. On I-94 from Cleveland to Jamestown, good luck. They wait till morning. I think the North Dakota DOT ordered their plow trucks without headlights. I hope not. I think he's wanting them to use their headlights, right? That's something that always comes up in these storms, too. Even, you know, when the snow hits yesterday, you know, a good chunk of that throughout northwest North Dakota hit during the day. Flip those lights on. But I hope the snow plows are as well. A few more Facebook comments here on our questions of the day. Fargo Republican State Representative Kathy Hawkins says she's personally opposed to abortion but is hosting a fundraiser for the nation's number one abortion provider, Planned Parenthood. Incompatible. Andrew says, time to fire the liar. Ouch. Kevin says, how has she managed to get away with masquerading as a Republican? This is the same woman who managed to get a sweetheart buyout of her Riverside estate and doesn't know what the state income tax rate is. Dwayne says, just another one of those two-faced politicians that will do or say what they need to get ahead. All the while, they're making the people they represent go backwards. Time for Kathy to go bye-bye also, says another. Lots of answers coming in on the DUI debate we've been waging today on the program, and I'll share a few more of those and welcome others here at 800-228-0550. Dan's comment earlier, rather insightful, I thought. Blair says, the same debate happened when the family that pushed for this legislation had their own brush with the DUI this spring. They should have known better, as should everyone. The dangers of impaired driving are no secret to anyone, whether a public or private citizen. But I agree with you, Scott. The firing should occur at election time. Scott says there have been state troopers arrested for DUI. Some of those have resigned, but most seek help and turn their lives around. The problem is when they are repeat offenders, and it affects their job. Everyone can make a mistake, and hopefully will learn from that mistake, because if they don't, they're bound to repeat it.
No, I think that's where you draw the distinction, too, on if there's a pattern, if there's a history there, a repeat offending. That's, to me, is where the difference is. Everybody can make a mistake. Fortunately or hopefully, it's your mistake and not a mistake that involves others.
Go ahead, Steve.
Let's go to an off-air call. If you'd like to weigh in off-air, 855-200-1776, just press 1. Let's go to that off-air call concerning the school bond.
Hi. So, yeah, I just wanted to make a comment on the school bond deal. First of all, your last guest, Empower the Taxpayer or whatever, is incredibly awesome. And I would like the numbers, email, whatever, to join that group and to send them money. The school district takes all the money in the world they want to push their propaganda on us, to push their agenda, and it's our tax dollars. I'm not for it, so why do they get to spend all this money, studies, advertising, you name it? And it sure is funny how this, the first guest said everybody's for it, and there wasn't a call that came in that was for it. We've all had it out here. No more taxes. I mean, it's just like the mayor of Bismarck says, well, we haven't raised the mill levy in 4 years, so we haven't raised taxes. Well, you know what? That's not being truthful when you consider the property taxes have gone up 100%, or the property values have gone up 100% in the last 5 years, or whatever percent, 36, who knows. And that raised the taxes. So, you know what? Why didn't he lower the mill levies and keep it at an even keel? These people just want to spend, 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 and we can't keep on doing it, whether we have a ton of money in the state or not, because sooner or later maybe we won't.
All right. And ended rather abruptly, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Yeah. Anyway, but I take his point. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the input. I mean, he's... What the argument Bob is making is that, you know, any school anywhere ought to be built with general fund dollars. You know, I'm not for that, quite honestly. Now, are there a lot of funds in the state of North Dakota? Absolutely, there are. But to me, you know, building a school is should be on the folks that utilize that school. Now, you know, the argument Bob is making is, hey, this is a state function and state dollars, so. I'd be curious what other folks think about that. You think every school throughout the state ought to be built by state general fund tax dollars? Or is that a local decision? By the way, I applaud Minot. They're putting it on the ballot. They're letting folks decide up or down, so that'll be decided on December 10th. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. This is What's on Your Mind, and I don't have time for another call right now, so we'll go to break and come back with other callers that are waiting to weigh in on this and other issues live Minot today. Have you got a favorite in the state volleyball tournament, Steve? Anybody you're rooting for?
Actually, no. I just like volleyball, so I do follow it, but no particular favorites, nobody vested in it.
Shanley and Stanley would be my picks for the tourney here. Let's lay it on the line. More coming up when we come back.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds you to incorporate soy foods into your holiday meals this season. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent way to keep your family energized and satisfied. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy-based soups and salads to hearty dinner choices, you will definitely find a soy food option that is healthy and delicious. For free soy recipes, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
We're back on What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennen. We want to know what's on your mind. That's why we ask the question every day and give you lots of time to weigh in. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I want to tell you about PetroServe USA. If you're tooling around, want to fill up today, save 15 cents a gallon on prices that are already coming down, look for PetroServe USA locations and E15, and you're going to save, a couple dimes a gallon. That's kind of nice. Takes that price down a little bit more. And by the way, while you're there, get registered to win in the $10,000 giveaway. They draw two $500 winners in the PetroServe USA Bison pregame show. So you can watch the game this weekend. And by the way, everyone's a winner at PetroServe USA when they have a 4-for-4 special every single day, all day, every day. This is a special so good it's just on always at PetroServe USA locations. The 4 is your choice of 2 cookies, 20-ounce soda pop, and a nice hot stuff single-topping personal pan pizza. So those 4 for $4. At PetroServe USA locations, helping America fuel better. Stop in at one of their 21 locations throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Back to the phone, Steve. Who's up?
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We'd like to know what's in your mind. John in Minot, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, they talk about this coupon issue and a surplus of kids. Do they realize back in the early 80s or late or 80s and the early 90s, there was like 700 to 800 kids that graduated from high school. Now they're looking at about 400. I mean, a surplus of kids, they had them way back when. And if they need money, why don't they go to the city of Minot? They just give a bunch of money to the university for their sports complex. They give a bunch to a private school, which doesn't make no sense.
Interesting points. One of the points Bob made was that, you know, going to your numbers, is that this, the class sizes come down. And this is a, you know, you have some parents that flip out if there's more than 20 kids in a school, and everybody has their competing research on this. Well, what's your take on smaller class sizes? One of the reasons, obviously, you need more classrooms is the example you used of that time in the enrollment, class sizes were much higher. Do you care about that?
I understand that. But on the other hand, you know, once they build these schools, where are they going to get all these people, and what's it going to cost them to maintain this stuff? I mean, teachers, it's hard to get teachers now in Pacific fields like English and science and that, and they're going to have to put teachers in all these schools.
So you don't buy the need, John?
Absolutely not. I think it's a waste of time.
What is this a big topic right now in Minot? A lot of folks talking about it at the water cooler and the coffee shop and everywhere else?
Absolutely. I think the thing is with Minot, Minot's gotten so gouge happy right now in this city. I mean, if you drive around, I can drive 22 miles south of Minot to get gas, and it's 10 cents cheaper than Minot. Now, that don't make sense.
When you say gouge happy,
the price of everything has just gotten skyrocketing. I mean, we've got five grocery stores in this town that was owned by one. So they set their prices, and if you want it, you got to buy it. Otherwise, you got to go out of town.
Well, is it
you know, and it's just the hotel rooms here have gone sky high. You can't rent a hotel room for under $200 anymore.
All right, interesting. Well, appreciate you sharing. Thanks for the call. Let's get Jim in the oil patch in here. Jim, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning. I guess I just want to say that I know Bob Hale personally, and I know that he doesn't just slap his jaws to hear his teeth rattle, that if he says something, he has researched it, and you can pretty much take it to the bank. And that's pretty much all I wanted to say. And as far as the school situation goes, I do believe our taxes are plenty high enough. I graduated in 71 with over 500 people in my class in Minot High, and, you know, we didn't have any problems. So, you know, I guess I just think that we should, like Bob says, I think that we should use some of the money that we've got in our pockets and use it for, you know, what needs to be done and not do what doesn't need to be done. So that's all I got to say. Have a great day.
Appreciate the call. Steve, here's the big question of the day. You ready?
I'm set.
You have to have a favorite in the state volleyball tournament. You can't weasel out of this. So let me tell you who's in. I've gone on the line. I've said Shanley's going to win Class A, Stanley Class B, okay? The other Class A participants are Fargo Davies, Grand Forks Red River, Fargo South, St. Mary Saints, also Jamestown Blue Jays, Century Patriots out of Dickinson, and Bismarck High. Class B, Northern Cass, Thompson, Lemoore, Carrington, Grant County, Mohawk, Lansford, Sherwood, and Beulah, in addition to Stanley. So who's your pick?
I'm going to go Bismarck High, and I'm going to go Beulah.
All right. And you know what? Bismarck High and Shanley are playing at noon. And,
a little bit of war there?
Pardon me?
A little bit of rivalry there.
Yeah, exactly right. So that'll be good today. And Beulah is 26-12. Have they been here before? I don't know.
Oh, it's been 1996, I believe, since they...
It took seventh state in 2011. Yeah. But,
yeah. Well, they finally beat their arch nemesis, Dickinson, so one of the Dickinson schools. So
Steve's got Bismarck and Beulah. I've got Shanley and Stanley, and we'll settle that one, I guess, on Monday. Huh? We won't know tomorrow. So we will be back in Minot tomorrow, though, and among our guests will be... we're going to talk to the head of the CVB just about what is happening in Minot. A lot of folks... I mean, there's a lot happening in Minot without question, so we'll get a little sense of the things that are happening around town and visit about that a little bit. We also have Scott Walker on, the governor of Wisconsin, is joining us on the program. He has a new book, so we'll chat with him. And, of course, Normal or Nuts Friday. A lot of these debates we chatted about today continuing to wage on our Facebook page, so check those out, whatsonyourmindradio.com. Love to have your feedback before we even kick off the show here. You going to say goodbye, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. Goodbye. We're having some audio problems in the studio here, so the levels are all, I can hear some and I can't hear some, so apologize.
All right. We'll do it all over again tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. For Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. God bless you, folks, and thank you for listening to What's On Your Mind. StopSmellNow.com is here to the rescue if you've got stink or a terrible odor problem. They can help. It's a North Dakota company that gets rid of odors guaranteed. StopSmellNow.com. How they do this is with a provisional patent on an odor cure, odor medicine, and everything. Cigarette and smoke odor, mold and mildew odor, mouse odor, pet and cat urine smells, hockey equipment, even rotting meat. That terrible smell in a fridge or freezer, it is gone, guaranteed. In fact, they're so confident in their product, they offer an odor-free guarantee, which means if the odor is not removed, they give you your money back, guaranteed, and don't ask a question. Folks, decontaminate today so you don't have to breathe in those toxic odors all winter long. Get your auto, home, farm machinery decontaminated with the help of StopSmellNow.com. For the first 50 people we call today, free shipping and $5 off your product. So call 855-800-ODOR, 855-800-ODOR, or go online to StopSmellNow.com. StopSmellNow.com or call 855-800-ODOR.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.